God loves us so much that he took time out of his busy schedule and launched a one-man invasion of planet Earth. Hello again. This is Miles McKee coming to you from Dublin, Ireland. It is great to be with you again today on the program. Yeah, I said God loves us so much. Hey, just by the way, that's gospel right there. God loves us. You know, a lot of people don't even know that they're loved. Heard about a prisoner who listens to gospel radio in Northern Ireland. And he listens because it's the only time he's ever been told that God loves him. No, I said it wrong. It's the only time he's ever been told that anybody loved him. Well, I've got good news. God loves us so much that he took time away from whatever he could have possibly been doing. Imagine all the things that God, the Almighty God, could have been doing, creating new worlds and universes, governing all things, holding all things together. And he took time out to come to planet Earth in the person of his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so that he could rescue us. Ah, yes, what is man that thou art mindful of him? I tell you, the amazing thing about our God is that he loves us in spite of all our tricks and all our schemes and conniving and all our tricks that we play. God loves us. And he's for us. And he's come to us in the person of his Son. His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is called the Word of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is God's declaration of himself. He is God's speech about himself. He's God's word about himself. Oh, yes. And so I think it's a funny thing that we only ever talk about the birth of Christ at Christmas time. Well, why? I mean, why? Why just leave it to once a year? The Christmas event, or as the theologians say, the incarnation. Well, that incarnation is the most powerful thing that never happened, because that's where God invaded. Yeah, he didn't come with armies. He didn't come with legions of angels. But he invaded all the same. He invaded Earth, planet Earth, in the person of a little baby. This is God's invasion force. A little baby. The Lord Jesus Christ. But that little baby was God. The Word of God. God's declaration about himself. Ah, yeah. So, it's an amazing thing. He loves us enough to come. And if you follow the story of Jesus, you'll see that Jesus Christ launched a rescue mission for us. We were lost. We were in captivity. And Jesus saved us by going to the cross. He lived for us. And then he died for us. And then he rose again for us. But what odds is that if you don't know that for yourself, if you've not put your trust in Jesus and said, hey, Jesus, rescue me. But you know, if you'll call out to him, he'll save you. Because he's good and he's gracious and he's kind and he's merciful and he's lovely. And you can trust him with your destiny. And that is the gospel truth.
This has been a presentation of Miles McKee Ministries. Our ministry is made possible by the prayers of friends and partners in your area. If we can be of any help to you, please write to us at P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016.